This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Sandeep and Chakravarti. The headlines. Meghalaya Tourist Taxi Associations call off their decision to stop flying to Assam and bar entry of Assam tourist vehicles. Manipur Chief Minister Y.K.M. Chan Singh holds discussion with Assam Rifles officials on counter-insurgency operations and border management. Heavy overnight rainfall in Tripura triggers flood-like situation across several areas of Agartala. The news in details. Tourist taxi associations in Meghalaya have deferred their decision to stop flying to Assam and to bar entry of Assam tourist vehicles to the state. Their decision to call off the blockade came after a meeting chaired by Meghalaya Deputy Chief Minister Siobhalang Thar in Shillong yesterday. Thar has assured to convene another meeting within September 10th to discuss various concerns raised by the tourist taxi associations, which will be attended by commissioners of transport of both Meghalaya and Assam. The All Khasi Meghalaya Tourist Taxi Association and other groups have also agreed to disperse, lift the blockade for free movement of vehicles. Deputy Commissioner Rebhoy District, Abhishek Saini, said that as the blockade from the Assam side at Jorhat has been lifted, the Meghalaya side has also withdrawn its blockade at Umiam, an entry point to Shillong. A tourist helpline, 1-800-592026, has been activated. Manipur Chief Minister Y.K.M. Chan Singh yesterday held a discussion with Assam Rifles officials regarding counter-insurgency operations and border management. Singh held the meeting with Inspector General of Assam Rifles East, Major General Inderjit Singh Binder, and DIG 22 Sector Assam Rifles Brigadier Anshuman Tripathi at the Chief Minister's Secretariat. The Chief Minister appreciated the Assam Rifles on behalf of the government for its continued commitment and dedicated efforts towards maintaining peace, security and stability and supporting the restoration of normalcy in the state. In Tripura, heavy overnight rainfall has triggered a flood-like situation across several areas of Agartala, including Chandrapur, Baldakal and Aralia. The water levels of rivers and canals rose sharply, inundating several houses, roads and surrounding areas and disrupting normal life. Several residents of the affected areas have taken shelter in relief camps. The administration has launched rescue operations to evacuate people from waterlogged areas. Meanwhile, Tripura Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha said that the situation is being closely monitored and the district and subdivisional magistrates have been instructed to take necessary measures including prompt relief and essential assistance to the affected people. The autumn session of the Meghalaya Legislative Assembly will begin from today. On the first day of the five-day session, the government will lay ordinances, orders, notification, reports, rules and regulation in the assembly apart from assembly speaker, announcing the report of the business advisory committee besides presentation of supplementary demands for grants and supplementary appropriation for 2026-27. The private members' business will be taken up tomorrow and on Thursday, while the government business has been scheduled today, Wednesday and Friday. Lok Sabha MP from Sikkim, Dr. Indrahang Subba, met with the Chief Engineer Border Roads Organization at the BRO headquarters in Gangtok and discussed connectivity-related issues in North Sikkim. Dr. Subba said he discussed the challenges concerning road connectivity in the region and the need to strengthen and improve road infrastructure to ensure safe, reliable and all-weather connectivity. Given the strategic importance of North Sikkim and the needs of its people, the MP emphasized the importance of timely execution, maintenance and upgradation of road infrastructure in the region. The Assam government has declared snake bite a notifiable disease. Following the notification, all public and private hospitals, medical colleges and other healthcare institutions are required to report suspected or confirmed cases of snake bite as well as deaths resulting from snake bite to the health authorities. The measure is expected to help monitor the effectiveness of snake bite treatment, ensure proper supply of anti-snake venom and create greater awareness about timely medical care. According to official sources, Assam recorded more than 10,000 snake bite cases in 2024 and over 11,000 cases reported in 2025. Arunachal Pradesh Governor K.T. Parnaik has said that the state's extraordinary botanical wealth must be safeguarded through targeted scientific research, sustainable livelihoods, community participation, and long-term ecological security. The governor was interacting with Botanical Survey of India Director Dr. Kanad Das, highlighting that Arunachal hosts over 5,000 flowering plant species, approximately 600 orchid varieties, 75 rhododendron species and numerous medicinal plants. The governor advocated for a dedicated rare, endangered and threatened species recovery program incorporating GIS mapping, population monitoring, seed banking and habitat restoration. The 43rd Foundation Day of the Tripura Tribal Areas Autonomous District Council, also observed as 6th Scheduled Day, was celebrated with due dignity at the TTAADC headquarters in Kumulung yesterday. A colourful rally was organised as part of the celebrations. Floral tributes were also paid to the great leaders who led movements and struggles for establishment of the district council. On the occasion, Chief Executive Member Royal Deb Burma extended his warm greetings to the people. He said that land, language and culture are the greatest strengths of the people and wished everyone peace, unity and prosperity on this historic day. The Manipur Sahitya Parishad, one of the oldest councils dedicated to the preservation and development of various art forms in Manipur, held its 91st annual general body meeting at the Jawaharlal Nehru Manipur Dance Academy in Imphal West yesterday. During the event, the Parishad conferred prestigious Upadhi titles on 17 individuals. Additionally, 14 individuals received cash prizes in recognition of their literary works and contributions. Speaking at the ward function, MLA Thangjam Arun Kumar Singh expressed concern over the gradual loss of certain Manipuri words from everyday vocabulary and appealed to the intellectual community to coin and codify new indigenous terms for modern, non-local items to help preserve and adapt the language. Pasang Dolmo Tamang is representing Sikkim in the Indian national round of the BRICS Research Institute Debate 2026. Ms. Tamang is the sole participant from the entire Northeast and the only Nepali student selected from across India for the national round of the said debate. Tamang is a postgraduate from Sikkim Manipal University who is currently working with Summit Times, a reputed English daily from Gangtok. The debate is being organized by the BRICS Youth Alliance on the theme BRICS and the Global South, reforming global governance or reproducing existing inequalities. Lal Rem Siami's mother, Lal Zarmawi, has described her daughter's selection for the Arjuna Award as a blessing from God while expressing gratitude for messages of support and congratulations received from people in Mizoram and beyond. Speaking to Akashvani News Aizawl, Lal Zarmawi said the family was overwhelmed by the outpouring of goodwill following the announcement. She said the prestigious honour was far beyond what the family had expected and attributed it to God's blessings. She also acknowledged the role of Lal Rem Siami's teammates and coaches, saying their encouragement and support had helped her daughter reach this stage. Lal Rem Siami is one of the 8 siblings in the family. East Bengal beat Mohun Bagan Super Giant 4-1 to win the Durand Cup in Kolkata yesterday. Edmund Lalrindika scored a first-half hat-trick while Bipin Singh started the scoring for East Bengal in the 10th minute. The resounding victory earned East Bengal the Durand Cup crown for a record 17th time, on par with Mohun Bagan in terms of the Durand titles. Now, before we end the news bulletin, the headlines once again. Meghalaya Tourist Taxi Association's call of their decision to stop plying to Assam and bar entry of Assam tourist vehicles. Manipur Chief Minister Y.K.M. Chan Singh holds discussion with Assam Rifles officials on counter-insurgency operations and border management, and heavy overnight rainfall in Tripura triggers flood-like situation across several areas of Agartala. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.